Sections A are in a meter of 12 by 8. Notice that the sharp contrast between parts A and B is achieved by several means. The music suddenly stops and a scream, "All change," is heard with doors banging in the background. The rhythm changes from 12 by 8 to a straight 4 by 4. The mode changes from minor to major, and also the organ is replaced by a piano. The changing character between parts A and B is remarkable and is a good example of Genesis' ability to move effortlessly through different styles. According to Gallo, Banks suggests including a cadence at the end of "How Dare I Be So Beautiful," and it is very effective because it defines the mood of this section. Instead of the normal cadence using the ordinary Western minor mode, he uses, which is a mode called, we reach promenade 4. This is the longest promenade and a very appropriate one because it provides a pause before the long and complex apocalypse in 9x8. The structure is a theme and variation with an introduction. So it's intro, A, A prime, A double prime, A triple prime. Intro. In contrast to the theme and its variations, which are mainly acoustic, the intro is based on electronic soundscapes drawn by mellotron, electric guitar, and bass. A sequence of modulations takes us from G minor to A minor. In the last chord, the mellotron is purposely out of tune, helping to create a stronger contrast between the electric and acoustic parts of the piece. Theme and variations. The theme is presented by the flute with an acoustic guitar accompaniment. Each variation introduces 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Now let's see section A from the point of view of Peter Gabriel. He is not counting in 9x8. He sings each verse in straight 4x4, makes a pause of 2 beats, that is 2x4, and repeats this 5 times. It takes him 18 beats to complete each cycle, which is equivalent to 2 9x8 measures. That is why the symbol